Welcome to the MDS podcast, and welcome to the daily highlights of the MDS Congress 2024. Today, we are going to discuss about what happened on the second day of the Congress, on September the 28th. To do so, we have the pleasure to have with us Dr. Michiko Bruno, who is a member of the Congress Scientific Program Committee. So, Michiko, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me, Mikhail.
So let me start by asking, how are you enjoying the meeting so far? I mean, I'm sure you and the other colleagues at the CSPC, you've put a lot of work into this, a lot of effort. Now it's here. So how is it going so far?
It's going wonderful. The energy is great. The attendance is great. It's just so amazing to see the program that we put forward is coming to this exciting event. So thank you so much for everybody joining.
Indeed, I am enjoying it. So thank you for organizing that. Now, let me start by asking, so yesterday we had a lot of things going on.
Yes.
Let me start with the plenaries. I think they were amazing. So what is the take-home message?
Yes, thank you. The plenaries are always the award. We had the award lecture, which is always the highlight, really, of the Congress. So the Stan Fan Award lecture was by Dr. Marina De Koning Tyson. And I think the Stan Fan lecture, really, the greatest lecture is not just about transmission of fact. She took us from the past to the current to the future. And you kind of have stepped back a moment and think of the field. And she did that by talking about the hyperecolepsia and how she studied that using neurophysiology. And now going forward, thinking about how to use AI. So the take-home message was that we still have to, as a clinician, use very good examination phenomenology, but also adopt AI to try to differentiate if subtleties that might not be discernible to human eyes. So that was really an inspiring lecture. So the next lecture, of course, the Dr. Virginia Lee, I could still remember the time when that alpha-synuclein propagation theory came out, and she just elegantly described scientifically how she took steps to really prove or disprove various hypotheses. So it was just an amazing example of scientists contributing to the field and how it would also translate into future treatment. And of course, the Junior Awards is really the future. So Dr. Edwin Shabari talked about how he is developing the 4-repeat tau seed assays. And Dr. Banner's talking about the evoked potentials to try to inform us on how to program. So this is really the future. So the award lectures were followed by the discussion on how to really define some of the disease, the alpha-synucleinopathies. So there is a very active debate, as all of probably the listeners know, going on about the biomarkers, how to integrate that in the definition, classification, and staging of Parkinson's disease. And there was really an active debate. And again, the greatest lecture, not just teach you facts, but it really made you think. There was a really active discussion at the end. So I hope that this discussion continues. We're at the historical moment, I feel like, of the field.
Great. And yeah, actually, we have had the pleasure to interview all of these awardees. So we have them on the podcast, and in case anybody here listening want to go back and listen to them. Now, apart from the plenaries, we also had other sessions and posters and a lot of things going on. Do you want to highlight any of those sort of things?
Thank you so much, Mikhail. Yes. So I'm a little biased because I chaired this session 2402, Bridging Diversity Gaps in Movement Disorders. And I think this is a really important topic of our time. The science is advancing. We have great, amazing new technologies. But how do we make sure that there's equity in access? So we had a great discussion in the afternoon. We cannot go to all the session. I wish I could be there all at once. But indeed. Yes, but I'm really looking forward to listening to the 2403, Neurology of Visual Recognition. This was proposed by the scientific committee to really integrate a slightly different, it's not exactly movement disorder, but learn from different disciplines. And the visual field it really advanced in understanding the brain functions. So I hope we can learn from that. And then the skill session 2505, breaking the news and movement disorder, how to communicate a diagnosis with patient and their family. And I'm really glad the MDS is thinking about these really clinical skill session. The communication between the patient is integral to the clinical practice. And the communication, of course, depends on, you know, the patient's background. So we have to understand. So there is no one-size-fits-all standardization like science, but it's also a skill in that we need to practice, think about it, and improve as we gain experience. So this was, I think, a great session.
Indeed. And as you were mentioning, there are so many things going on, it was impossible to attend all of them. So let's make sure to remember all of the members that those activities are going to be available online a few days after the meeting finishes. Now, nobody more than you as a member of the CSPC, of the committee who organized this meeting, know that the theme of the Congress is the artificial intelligence. So I want to ask you if you have any specific AI pick of the day.
Yes, thank you so much. I have to go back to the plenary, the presidential Stanfan lecture, Dr. Marina D. Koning Tyson. So her message, I think, was that we still drive the thinking part, and we use AI as a tool to help us. And we learn from the data that comes out of AI and refining. So it's this loop. She elegantly described that. So I think this is a really, it's going to be my AI pick of the day.
Great. And I agree that use it as a tool, but also try to get new ideas from the AI and what it comes out of it. Now, before we finish, I also want to ask you about one last thing. So the MDS is not just or purely science. We also have other more amusing and non-purely scientific events. What do you want to highlight about what happened yesterday? Networking, social events, and these kind of things.
There was a lot of network event going on. And of course, you cannot go to all of them. I went to the special interest group, Women in Movement Disorder Networking Group, and it was really amazing turnout. We really want to highlight that women neurologists are increasing, and we are interested in how to balance the demands of modern woman life with some of the members bringing their children, and how to be more accommodating and learn from all the great mentors we have in the field. There's young member group. There is the first time Congress attendee group. Sometimes it may be overwhelming, but everybody seems so welcoming and friendly. And if you just stop by, introduce yourself, I think you can have a great networking time throughout the Congress.
Well, thank you very much for joining me today, Michiko. I just want to remember all of the listeners that all of the activities that are going on during the Congress are going to be available on the MDS Congress website a few days after the meeting finishes. So I wish you enjoyed these highlights, and I invite you to follow the Congress, follow the activities that are going on, and look at the sessions that you're interested in when they're available online. Thank you.
Thank you.
The views and opinions expressed by the participants in this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the International Parkinson and Movement Disorder Society or their affiliated journals, Movement Disorders and Movement Disorders Clinical Practice. Any disclosures of the participants can be found within the episode description located on the MDS website.